Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
So I went to bed last night at 12, and all I could think of was, man, Donovan's been asleep for like 4 hours. I was like, I bet he's just going to feel so wonderful today. But you peeled off, and you did your own thing.
I did. Yeah. And I'm here, and I feel great.
But you just mentioned you need a little nappy.
Yeah, because I'm old.
Okay. And you're big.
Yeah, that also.
It's from all the cocaine you did this morning. Yeah. It's getting you through.
But yeah. I don't know what the plans are for tonight, because 70% of the party here, they're peeling off to the Sphere to go to U2, and that leaves me, Mino, and Matt.
Oh, boy.
To our own devices. So I don't know exactly what's going to happen. But maybe I need to prepare myself for the evening's festivities by getting a little shut-eye this afternoon.
Probably a good idea.
But I think I'm going to hang a bit here in the media center because it's popping right now. And may hop on with the sweet spot here if they don't kick me out. And then maybe come for a little hardline also. I'm excited about the sightseeing mission we had yesterday. Maybe I need to go sightseeing again this afternoon.
Maybe you do. Maybe you do.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Sphere related. What is the coolest concert venue you've ever been to?
Billy Bob's.
Robot Matt.
For real?
Billy Bob's.
Well, we just
wanted
adding,
to say Billy Bob's.
We're just adding to the robot.
Billy Bob's.
Matt. Billy Bob. Nothing wrong with that.
Real part.
You know what, Tyler? You have to put those back to back. Billy Bob's. Nothing wrong with that.
Don't forget the drumogram.
Man, that's a good one. I'm
Billy Bob's. Nothing against Billy Bob's. It's fine. That's the best you've ever been to, though?
I mean, outside of, like, American Airlines Center or something. I mean,
kind of loser are you?
But the Red Rocks or the Gorge?
I don't ever go to concerts.
Oh, but you like music.
I do.
Why don't you go to concerts?
Cost too much.
Stupid.
What about the
bitch?
When we went to Ventura, that was a pretty cool
music,
scene
bitch.
When we went to the fair.
Yeah, that was cool. That was nice at the fair in Ventura.
Yeah, but that's not Billy.
Yeah, I went with you to go see John Cougar Mellencamp at the
Santa Barbara Bowl.
That's the coolest venue I've been to.
Dude,
that was awesome.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that was great.
That is absolutely perfect. You need to go to that next year.
Okay.
At camp.
All right.
It doesn't matter who it is. Like last time we saw Trombone Shorty there.
That's great.
That was so much fun.
Yeah.
And Ziggy Marley.
It kind of matters.
Yeah, it does. It does matter.
So that's why I'm not with you guys tonight.
I don't really see like stadiums or arenas being cool places to see a show, and that's pretty much outside of random hole-in-the-wall places that have been all I've gone.
I fully expect this to be the best thing I've ever been to.
I'm sure that's true. Yeah.
Red Rocks is way, way up there, as is
Bingo.
The Gorge. Shut up!
What is the Gorge?
Oregon?
It's kind of the equivalent. It's in
Oregon or Washington?
Washington.
Yeah. You're in Washington.
It's an outdoor thing like Red Rock.
Washington.
Yeah. It's badass.
Yeah, I'm just starting to travel now for my music.
It's so way more fun
it really
to see
is.
Out-of-town concerts.
It really is, because I even booked one to come back here in March because Busta Rhymes is going on tour. And, you know, he's just playing nothing special, but he's going to Dallas. But then I saw Vegas. Why would I go see him in Dallas
exactly.
when I can come here and do that exact same thing? So
right.
I'll be back. Surprise,
and
surprise.
The artists, they put more into the better venues. They have more fun at the cool
that
venues.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, you can only live in Vegas on the Strip for the rest of your life. How many more years do you think you'd make it?
I'd be dead by next Friday.
Eventually you would...
You get used to it.
You wouldn't do this.
You'd
become Nicolas Cage in Leaving Las Vegas.
You wouldn't, though.
I think you might.
Because you would just...
You live on the Strip.
You live on the Strip.
You don't live like in the other parts of Vegas where it's
right.
normal. You live on the Strip.
Yeah. But that's like saying you live on Bourbon Street.
You get acclimated to it. You wouldn't just go hard every single time.
No.
You'll be fine. You'd just live out the rest of your days.
We'll take care of you. Don't worry.
Thanks.
Although, 3 days in and it's a tough row to hoe.
But you know what?
I've come to the conclusion that we're not going to have a chill night here.
No.
So I thought that about Monday. I was like, okay, Tuesday night, media party. Just going to take it easy.
Yeah.
But you prepared your body for this.
I do.
You knew exactly what was going
to
happen this week.
Mentally and physically. I've been doing workouts specifically for this week for months.
Just one. Yes. And two.
Prepare.
And three. Yeah.
You are all immune for any picks with friends punishments. And you get to pick the punishment for the loser. But, all right, so for the rest of your days at the ticket, you don't have to worry about picks with friends. But you have to smoke crack five times over the span of 2 weeks.
Okay, no. Let's.
No one knows. But you're immune, and you get to pick the punishment and all that.
I'm not smoking crack.
You would get addicted to crack.
Right.
I'm out.
You don't know that.
So then you'll be picking crack.
Sounds like a guy who's never smoked crack. Crack. Five times in 2 weeks.
God, who's no.
That? Could you space that out enough to not get addicted to
no,
crack?
No, you would get addicted probably the second time you
yeah.
did it.
You guys have been reading too many magazines.
That there's no fentanyl in it. It's just
yeah, you're not going to die.
Straight crack.
Yeah.
It's good. The good stuff.
Pure good, sweet crack.
Look at the life people have on that. They get addicted immediately. They have to have
That's
it.
Because they're not strong mentally. You know that you can't get addicted to it.
Have they advanced crack to that flavors like hookah?
Go to a crack dispensary.
Get a nice apple flavored crack.
Lemon lime
crack rock.
Apple cracks.
Citrus crack.
Do people still smoke crack?
I would say yes. Any drug that's out there and available, some people
like,
are still doing that.
Okay. We had the hypothetical that whether or not sex was going on in this hotel 24/7.
Yes.
At any given time,
right.
There's somebody having sex. Translate that to crack.
Like at all times in the hotel?
Yeah, I don't
know.
You know, I don't think that's way more sex happening than
crack.
Crack being smoked. Yeah. But
what about
now,
cocaine?
There's more crack being filled than smoked.
If you downplay it to weed, then we have an issue, especially it being legal here.
Yeah, somebody is smoking weed in this city 24/7
yes.
at some point.
Somebody's smoking weed in my hallway 24/7.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Did you knock on the door, like, really angry,
not
put
crack.
An angry look,
no.
and then when they walked in, right. could you pass that?
No, the next goal, find crack
get
before
contact
Friday.
High every time I go back to my room. It's kind
of
nice.
Sweet Spot needs to find one rock of crack.
I don't think you want
to
go.
I said
where
I
want to go.
I want
to
find cocaine here. I don't want to do cocaine.
You want
to? I just want to
so
get some.
Easy. Just there are 50 people right now.
But you can't just,
in this room that may have some on them.
You can't just walk up to somebody and be like, "Hey, you have any coke?" You have to.
You probably
be
could.
Cool about it.
I mean,
what's
hey,
the lingo?
All right,
you have some coke. Is that cool enough?
I think
my nose kind of hurts.
Nose candy?
Look, the booger
Here's
sugar.
The deal. I think that we're right behind the Syracuse College radio station.
Yeah, we are.
They don't have coke. I've asked.
They know how to get coke.
You think so?
I get you're right. Yeah,
know how to get.
He's
although
I don't
that
think
is
so.
Syracuse, dude. That's a
they're too squared away.
That's a nerd patrol over there. I don't know where
and watch it be that sweet girl who just pulls it out. Actually,
yeah, I do.
How do you think I stay awake all night?
Right. Most money you've made on a bet. For me, it was we bet
a couple hundred bucks, I think. Maybe.
On, God, I can't remember what year it was, but it was pandemic because there was no crowd there. We bet on the PGA Championship. And I put $50 to win on Colin Morikawa, who had never won before.
Yeah.
And he won. And I think I won like $2,200.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a great bet.
It's the luckiest bet ever.
I think one time I won, like, I think the biggest payout was like $650 or something like that. And he just, yeah.
Also great.
And then you put it right back.
Yeah.
Because you did it once, I can do it again.
I know.
Actually, you know what? I think when I still got to go by Circa and cash my ticket. I bet on the Rangers to win the World Series when we were here last year, and that pays out like $300 or something. So that's probably the
what'd
most.
You bet like $10? They had to. Their odds had to have been terrible.
No, it was towards the end of the year.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. You have control of the sphere for 15 minutes. What do you put on it or in it?
Oh man, a boob.
Like just one boob. Because last night they had the, did you guys talk about
nipple.
That?
The rotating rings.
Yeah,
and they
the
had
rotating
Aikman's
Super Bowl rings. Yeah, yeah, it was really.
It was great. It was cool.
It was really cool.
That was cool.
It seems so easy that they can just hit a button and
anything.
Just stuff shows up.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to think about it. That's a lot of pressure to see what you're going to put
for
your 15
minutes. What about
your
own face? It just kind of slowly rolls around, you know?
I'd probably think about that.
Your big smiling face.
I'd put the picture of Cray Tray that's up in the studio.
Oh, gosh.
That'd be
that
funny.
Yeah. Are me and George from the ice bar yesterday in the fur coats?
Okay.
I may put that up there.
Nice.
Have you played any craps with the ticket team yet? If yes, any fun stories of no what the hell? I have a confession to make. I don't know how to play craps.
I do not either.
No, it's too intimidating.
Why do they call it craps?
I don't know.
Because you crap out. Well, and then you'll say crap.
Do you mean you lose money then? Is that?
I have no concept of how to play craps.
I don't either.
You throw
I've
dice.
I've never learned.
And then the people tell you, oh, you
and
hit snake eyes.
There's a big crowd.
No, it's a lot of people that will
the
say
hot chick
that's
blows the thing.
That's how.
Excuse me?
The dice. Oh.
That's how you can win money on craps because there are so many different ways to bet. But I just don't want to be the guy that's holding everyone up and not knowing what I'm doing or what putting you know the chips on. Like if you can go early or really late and you have a table by yourself, those dealers will always explain things to you if it's not slowing everything else down.
Yeah.
But I just never had the opportunity to make that
There's
happen.
There's always a crowd though. You don't want to break that up.
No, it's you can't get the like I said, if it's really early or really, really late. And you walk up to a craps table and there's no one there, they'll definitely walk you through it and help you out as much as they can. But, again, if the crowd comes, then they won't have the time.
If you missed your flight back to Dallas and your only way back was to sell your body so you could afford a car or ride a donkey back, what would you choose?
Well, I'll get the twerking. Because I'm not riding a donkey back from Vegas to Dallas. That's dumb.
Sell your body in what sense?
You're a sex worker.
Like all in included?
Or a sex prostitute.
It's however
Save it.
It's however.
So you got to get money to buy a car or rent a car?
Either way.
Rent would be easy. You could do that in like half an hour.
What do you think people are paying for you?
Yeah.
I mean, what? How much are you going to advertise it for if you're out there on the street?
It depends on what we're doing. You have like a menu, you know. Are you getting this for this and all that?
I think you would struggle mightily to earn any dollars. And you would get really frustrated.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, are you selling it to guys?
Yeah. You
what
have
if you
to.
Sell it to the donkey?
Interesting.
Like you have the donkey that you could ride back on, be like, hey.
Yeah, what's up?
Look at what I can do.
Yeah,
I couldn't do the donkey, man.
Or you could charge and have a group.
You couldn't
like
ride
sex, sexual.
I said that loud. And it's
you really one. Did. That I dude looked back like, what?
Sex donkey.
You guy's really big.
He was like, what is going on at that table? And then he just pulls out some coke. Here you go.
Yeah.
Go. Yeah, I think, you'd have to understand that you're going to play a little prison here and...
So you think you'll have more success selling 100%. It to the same sex than the opposite sex?
Oh, 100%.
Guys, yes.
Yeah, 100%. You think
girls don't? They don't want to look at you.
No woman's going to pay me.
No.
I don't know, man.
Maybe a couple would, but they got
to
be rich.
So you think you could go like table to table and find one girl to give you like $400?
Oh, 400? Heck no.
But you could get four
I'm
girls
cheap,
to give you 100.
What about the ladies we saw in the lobby?
They're paying you.
The Chiefs fans.
Oh.
You're Captain Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You might get some scratch out of them.
Let me tell you something. They drive me home themselves after a nice night with old Captain Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll drop you off at your front door, CV.
Man, to...
I think I would have to ride sex donkey back.
You know how long that would take?
And you have to... There's like a blanket over his back that says sex donkey as you're riding it.
Just kerplopping down paradise trying to get to the freeway. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
What would that take? A month?
Take longer than that.
Longer
How fast
than that.
Does a donkey go? Like 2 miles an hour?
Yeah.
So think about that. You're riding it maybe, let's say, 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
The donkey will ride.
And he's going to get tired.
So you're going... max of 30 miles a day, probably.
And you got to feed the donkey and make sure it has enough hydration.
Right. I see here it would take 459 hours to walk from Vegas to Dallas, so maybe a little bit less on a donkey.
459. How many days is that?
You cut that in half with a donkey.
Yeah, divide that by 24.
It's a little over 1,200 miles.
Yeah, I'm
27 days.
I think after like 2 days of trying to find sex people, that you just be like, all right, I'm getting on the donkey.
But just like the lady did to you when you walked toward the elevator. Yeah. That's all you have to do is just keep propositioning until you find a taker.
Yeah, but the one, like,
you have to be aggressive in your sales tactics.
I know,
if it's going to be women,
the
level you'd have to go to get a woman that would pay for this, man, I might be able to.
Or just a really good looking dude, yeah.
You know, versus a not hot girl.
Would it matter to you? Would you rather have a hot guy than a not hot girl? Is that what you're saying?
It sounded like that's what he said.
Yeah.
So we.
Like a, I mean, like a pig lady.
Nothing wrong with that.
Like, money is money.
A pig lady.
Yeah.
Or like Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, that's easy. Come on.
Yeah. RG all day, right?
Exactly.
I mean, let's go.
Maybe a little show tune.
All right. Thank you. Thank
Good
you,
stuff,
team
Corby.
Thank you, Corby. Thank you, Sweet Spot. That was a very, very entertaining birdhouse. Coming up next, how are we going to top it? David Moore.
Have you heard about his new article?
Man, chop that. We're going to need that for later. We'll start lunchtime with the invasion next
Oh,
here on The Ticket.